Taxes for 2010 are a done deal. All taxpayers have to do is wait for their W-2s and other forms. But congressional inaction could cause confusion for those deciding how they want to manage their money in the coming year. Cindy Hockenberry is the research supervisor for the National Association of Tax Professionals based in Appleton. She says gridlock would affect all sorts of financial issues and not just income tax brackets for the wealthy and middle class. She says people use their yearly visit to the CPA for a variety of financial advice.
People want to know as early as possible in the year what they should be doing throughout the year to position themselves in such a way that they pay the least amount of tax. Or, you know, make sure that they're getting their income spread evenly throughout the year. And
Hockenberry says the package also affects credits for higher education, teachers' expenses, and estate planning. And Hockenberry says people planning to sell investments in 2011 want to know what to expect in the way of capital gains.
We don't know, are they going to bump it up to 15%? Are they going to make it 10%? There was an 8% rate in there for a while.
Congress could wait until January to decide on taxation and implement changes retroactively. But Hockenberry says that would mean the IRS would have to reprogram computers and reprint forms. That could ultimately delay 2011's returns and refunds. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.